come tumbling down.
This is Bob Nolan and all the sons of the pioneers. There's Pat and Tim, Lloyd, Carl, Ken, and Foghorn. All invite you to come along with us on a little excursion down Tom Bigby River.
Sing and roll,
oh, away roll, for your water's so blue, like a feather will float in my gum tree canoe.
A hut made of husk of the tall yellow corn, and there I first met with my Julia so true, and I rode her around in my gumtree canoe.
Sing and roll, away roll, for your water's so blue, like a feather will float in my gumtree canoe.
Say, Foghorn, how come you didn't get your feet wet?
Well, didn't have my fishing line, Bob, for one thing. And as far as I'm concerned, rivers are just good for fishing, too.
Yeah, speaking of fishing, did I tell you about the new bait I've been using, Foggy? It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is it, Pat? Is it something good, or does it catch them?
Does it catch them? Why, Foghorn, you're not going to believe this.
I doubt if any of us will.
But just the same, I caught the biggest mess of trout that you ever saw the first time I tried it.
Well, tell me more. Listen good. What kind of bait is it, Pat?
Flashlight bulb.
Flashlight bulb.
Well, sure. You see, you take a few flashlight bulbs, an electric eel, a can, and a deputy sheriff.
Deputy sheriff?
Yeah, you tie your bulb on the line, throw it in the water, the trout swallows it, and wham.
Wham what?
Wham. The electric eel runs down the line, throws a little electrism into the light bulb, and before you know it, the fish lights up.
Then you see the light, and you see the way to catch them.
No. Then you call in the deputy sheriff. He sees the fish is half lit, and naturally, he does his legal duty and throws him in the can.
Throws him in the can.
Well, before Pat Brady has arrested himself for assault and battery on a poor, defenseless trout, let's borrow his electric eel, give it to Carl Farr, and see if we can't get a little electric guitar.
Thank you.
this message from our sponsor. About time for a Western ballad now from Lloyd Perryman. Lloyd sings the Roy Rogers original, "I've Sold My Saddle for an Old Guitar."
I've spent my life in the saddle. I've earned a cowboy's pay. In the blistering heat, herding weary feet, till a blue sky turned. Dust has taken my cattle, gone are the herds of yore. I've sold my saddle for an old guitar. I'll ride the range no more. Gone are the days when the buffalo graze. Gone is the old frontier. There's nothing left but the cowboy's song of all that I hold so dear. So I've said goodbye to my pinto, and I've locked the old ranch house door. I've sold my saddle for an old guitar. I'll ride the range no more.
Thank you, Lloyd.
Well,
easy listener. And now, if we can gather round the voices of one and all, I think our listeners might like to hear a modern spiritual. Tim Spencer wrote it, and it's a pretty darn good philosophy of life. I ain't a-worryin'.
I ain't a-worryin' 'cause the Lord am a-comin' to take all my troubles away. I ain't a-worryin' 'cause the Lord am a-comin' to take all my troubles away.
There was hungry people, and they weren't no bread.
That's bad.
The wine, it done all run out.
That's very, very bad.
But the presto change of it, Lord, my Savior, fed the hungry people that shouted.
Goliath thought he was the giant of giants, and my little David, he was small. But the right proved might, and he won the fightin' when he threw that giant so tall. Oh,
I ain't a-worryin' 'cause the Lord am a-comin' to take all my troubles away. I ain't a-worryin' 'cause the Lord am a-comin' to take all my troubles away.
There were crippled children, and they couldn't walk. Their hearts were heavy and blue. But the Lord, he talked, and the cripple walked, and the blind folks, they talked to the Lord.
I ain't a-worryin' 'cause the Lord am a-comin' to take all my troubles away. I ain't a-worryin' 'cause the Lord am a-comin'
take all my troubles away.
Oh, yes, the Lord's gonna take all my troubles away. Oh,
our song of the West will be Cowboy's Dream. But first, this message from our sponsor. Cowboy's songs come from many places. He sings the river songs and the spirituals and the folk songs that have drifted westward like rope and cowpunches from many lands. And lazing along in the saddle or beside his campfire at night, he creates his own songs. Here's one of his own, a song that started beside a cowboy's campfire nearly 100 years ago.
I lay on the prairie and looked at the stars in the sky. I wondered if ever a cowboy would drift through that sweet by and by. Cowboys like doggies will stand to be marked by the riders of judgment who are posted and know every brand.
This is Bob Nolan signing off for all the Sons of the Pioneers.
Bye now.
Adios, my friend.
Be with us again, won't you? So long now.